Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
You're listening to The Takeaway from WNYC and PRI Public Radio International in collaboration with The New York Times and WGBH Boston Public Radio.
The United States and Russia on the same page over Syria, could it be? How long will it last? Russia and the U.S. have a deal to destroy Syria's chemical weapons under United Nations supervision, requiring Syria's complete accounting of its arsenal within a week. International inspectors will then destroy weapons by the end of November with the goal of complete elimination of Syria's chemical arsenal by the first half of 2014. Today in Paris, Secretary of State John Kerry met with his French and British counterparts and presented a united front standing behind this plan.
Our three countries are united and determined to use our full weight as permanent members of the United Nations Security Council and as each other's close allies to implement the agreement on Syria's chemical weapons.
Speaking for the three, that's British Foreign Secretary William Hague alongside French Foreign Minister Laurent Fabius and U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry. Can a deal like this among leaders of the international community work with Syria's President Assad and the Syrian opposition in the background, in a sense? With us on the line is Dr. Amar al-Azam, Associate Professor of Middle East History and Anthropology at Shawnee State University and a member of the Syrian opposition. Professor, welcome back.
Hello, thank you.
So let's talk a little bit about who's going to have to actually implement this deal, because as John Kerry would have us believe, Assad will do whatever the Russians say. And is it the case that the opposition will do whatever this international coalition suggests?
Well, I mean, this is really very fraught already, and the chances of this process unraveling is a reality here. For starters, as you quite rightly pointed out, you're relying on Assad to actually come through, and Assad and his regime have basically a long history of not being trustworthy, of having lied to the international community on numerous occasions, not just in relation to the current events that have happened in Syria, but even previously. If one might just point out and remind our listeners that this is the same regime that was also sending jihadis and stoking up the fires of the insurgency and the sectarian fighting in Iraq only a few years before that, and completely lied about that too, as well as lying and trying to cover up the fact that they had chemical weapons and saying they didn't have them when we knew all along that they had them. So this is going to be very difficult because you're relying on the Assad, to be honest. You're also relying on a very unstable situation in Syria. Let's say supposedly that the regime does disclose where all these weapons are and the list as they are required by the agreement being drafted right now, where they have to submit this information within a week. You're also having to rely on the fact on the ground that there won't be that the various factions fighting out there will not impede or that they won't be, and the safety of those inspectors is at stake here. And I think this is something going to be very difficult to guarantee. And these are the very factors that the regime will rely on to try and slow down the process and avoid it. So, you know, you'll have your inspectors there. They'll want to go out to visit a site. And then, on the morning of the visit, there'll be maybe a stray bullet or a sniper possibly planted by the regime. Or just the fact that they have to drive through a military zone or a battlefield line, front line, and then everything's cooled off. And it's going to be very, very difficult to hold this together.
Well, and as you know, the inspectors have been fired upon in the past in preparing even the current report that's about to be delivered. Dr. Amar al-Azam, though, one could turn the tables on the opposition and suggest as well that nothing short of basically regime change, taking out Assad, would be acceptable to the opposition. They seem to have made that point perfectly clear. And so their inclination to cooperate on this agreement is dubious.
Well, again, their willingness to cooperate. I mean, the chemical weapons is one of the worst and most deadly aspects and elements of the Assad regime. So eliminating those, taking those out, is a good thing for everyone, including the opposition. Even as you quite rightly stated, the purpose of the opposition is to remove the Assad regime. Now, but you have to put this into the wider context. Remember that in his address to the nation last week, President Obama said the purpose of the strike was twofold. One, deterring the use of chemical weapons. But two, he said, and degrading Assad's capabilities. And it's this degradation of capabilities that has us most concerned here. And this is what is also concerning the opposition, which is why yesterday they issued a press statement asking that this agreement not only include the chemical weapons, but also delivery mechanisms. That is the ballistic long-range missiles, the heavy artillery, and the aircraft that are used to drop these chemical weapons. And this is an important component that people aren't talking about. Okay, you take the chemicals out, but what about the delivery mechanisms, because you can always make new chemicals. So really, if you want to really deter the Assad regime from using chemical weapons and also fulfill the two requirements that were mentioned by the president's address, that is to deter the use and degrade his capabilities, then you also have to take out the delivery mechanisms. And this part has not been included, and that's where everyone's concerned.
Quickly, Dr. Amar al-Azam, does Russia have leverage here over Assad?
Well, again, this is very, very, you know, the leverage is there as long as the interests are coinciding. Assad's primary interest is to survive. So anything that comes his way that helps him survive is going to be used by him. And if it suddenly starts to conflict with his survival, then he's going to cut his own path out of it. And right now we have a complete, you know, crossing over between the survival of the Assad, the interest of the Russians and the Soviet, you know, the Russian regime and the Iranians and the Assad regime to survive are all coinciding. And that's why this is all working out.
Dr. Amar al-Azam is an associate professor of Middle East history and anthropology at Shawnee State University and a member of the Syrian opposition. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.